All right, the never-ending story, the never-ending saga. God, I feel like I want to get away from all these people. I think I blow his tire. You never know, someone could blow a tire and then dip and dive and crash into you and kill you. It smells like fish. Broken glass. Alright, so I distanced myself from the kid. I mean, he was kind of nodding a little bit and just fucking smoking a cigarette. I was just joking. I said, I gotta go get my own fix. But I meant power. Oh, it totally smells like fish and chips out here. That's weird. It smells good, though. Christmas trees, too. Fish and fucking chips. And the smell of wintergreen trees all at once. Or maybe it's just roasted meat. Wow. Yeah, I just feel really weird right now, but not in a terrible way. Especially now that I'm about to go pee and mind my own business. I was just like kind of not even trying to be like a helpful influence on the kid, but it's just shawarma. It kind of smells like fish and chips. Must be the flavor or the spice or something. Whatever. I was just like trying to prioritize, and I'm like, you know, there's only so much you can tolerate when a person's a junkie and shit. And anyway, I'm not like super loyal to anybody. I mean, I wanted to bounce earlier when he was like fucking frustrating me with his fucking noise. And I was trying to make a recording. And I was just like, I had this moment of just like, I'm like, this is definitely not worth it. But then I was just like, well, you know, I'll kind of see what I can get out of this. Not even like, what can I get, but just what could come of this. But after a while, it's kind of like, well, you know, what else, you know, I want to go do some stuff. I want to go do some fun things, like make music and get batteries. So I gave him my card again, and maybe this time he'll use it and call me. But, I mean, I'm not going to be brokenhearted if he never calls me. It's just like, as a sober person, you know, it's supposedly, like, in my interest to be of service to the alcoholic who wants to stay sober, or whatever, or the addict who wants to get clean, I guess. And if that's not happening, then, I mean, you know, I showed myself as a sober person, and now I've got to get on with my life. I don't have higher priorities than that. You know, jamming is, like, pretty worthless unless, like, there's going to be something that's legit about it. And if there's not, then show me the way to the next library. Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why. Just show me the way to the next library. Oh, that reminds me of that encyclopedia I found. Hey, big dog. Yeah, Echo Park has just turned into this thing recently where, like, there's a kid. I know the people at McDonald's. I just talked to the guy at Jack in the Box about recovery. He's like a veteran, and he turned his life around. I just overheard him talking about a bench warrant thing, and then he and I just started talking real quick. And it was just like that moment of like, yeah, like we're both getting older and wiser, and like I was telling him I was trying to look out for this kid who's like, and then we started swapping some stories real quick. And I was just thinking about, yeah, like the kid I met in jail. I mean, the kid is facing a life sentence now for shooting somebody. And he was only 19, 18 or 19, you know? But, yeah. And then, ooh, clothes. Clothes. Ooh, clothes. Clothing. Ooh, nice clothing. Lots of clothing. I don't know. I'm a little worried about my sister, too. She's probably going to call me pretty soon, but... God, it made me cry when I saw that she bought my album. Because, I mean, I think I emailed her the link to that. Maybe my mom. But, like, my friend just... You know, my old friend went to Japan today with his wife and their conceived child in her belly, I believe. And, I wish them the best, I suppose. I have no real animosity. I just have sadness and resentment or anger that I haven't been able to communicate to him, like, why the separation of our friendship bugs the crap out of me, you know? But then, I was trying to tell this kid the same story that, you know, reading about the ghost town or the ghost ship fire, as it's going to be called, probably. I was calling it the ghost ship blaze. I mean, oh, nice hoodie. It's a pretty deep hoodie. I don't know if I want to wear that thing. It's a little gnarly. I mean, Donna, she's dead. And I emailed those guys that I know. I mean, I saw Ryan, this guy Ryan, in the picture from the East Bay Express or something. I was almost sure it was him. It looked just like him from the side. And I'm pretty sure he was close to Donna. I don't know if I already said that, but... And just it all is kind of rolling in my head is like, you know, it's just more reminders of like how finite life is. And I haven't really settled with the idea of death. I mean, but I just believe it's oblivion. And in the near term and for the future and the rest of my life, I'm going to be trying to be wise because I want to be alive. You know, I want to stay alive. When I was starting to talk to the kid about it, it's like, he's all, yeah, but you don't want to be in fear. And I'm like, yeah, well... And then we talked about fear for a while. I was like, how long have you been alive, kid? You don't even have fear yet. I mean, I tried to tell him about what it's like to be afraid of people torturing you or your family. And he didn't seem to have any awareness of what the fuck I've thought about and faced in my life. Which is not just hypothetical. It's legit. He just doesn't even seem to know. I mean, people get tortured on Earth. Political prisoners and the threat against dissidents here in America. It's real. But you have to be a real... deep dissident, and I'm not bragging. It just... Hey, there's the moon. That's something I can believe in. I love that thing. Yeah, the rest of this is all just personal fucking politics and shit. The White Boy Shuffle. Wait, I think I saw this book before. Speaking of white boys... I was looking at this thing on Vice, Viceland... And they literally advertise it as a late night show. They say, no white guys. Hey, it's multicultural guys. No white guys. No band. They make fun of all the tropes of like the late night things. But one of them is no white guys. And I was just like, found that so offensive. I tried to screencast it or screenshot it, but I couldn't click it because it goes by too fast. I was just thinking as I was drinking this Sprite, I was like, man, if I can ingest this much liquid, why is it impossible to swim underwater and just drink, or just like open up my body for like a full, bring in all the water, and then just still maintain like buoyancy with my lungs and hold air. Maybe I do have gills. I know, I'm just playing around, but seriously, like, what do we not know about our bodies? The more I crawl on all fours when I come out of my camp at night, the more I'm like, God, that feels so good. Like, I should be on all fours all the time. But when I think about, like, what humans came from, like, did we used to be animals on our fours, all fours? Like, what were we doing? Like, looking for grubs? Like, when did we start eating other animals? I mean, how the fuck did that happen? And when did we start cooking? I don't understand what humans are. I just know I am one, but it's like, what else was I? Oh, this is a nice little book. Wow, Gifter. There's all kinds of cool shit on here. A very analog holiday catalog with a picture of a fucking thing on the front of it. That's pretty cool. This is big soup. Book soup. It's funny. They've, like, paperized, like, all the pictures of what it's like to use digital work. Like, they have a cartoon picture of a broken tablet on the front. So far, I have not dropped this phone. I've had it for a year, you know? Well, I dropped one of my phones, I think. And back when I was drinking, I think I broke them all. I remember I broke my iPod Touch at one point. But I think I broke... I nearly broke the iPhone 4, but I think it just cracked a little bit or something. Then I had the iPhone 5. My sister didn't give me the iPhone 6. I didn't ask for it too hard. I mean, they both got stolen. Literally, I mean, it almost sounds like a fib. Because one of them was stolen when my asshole was blown out about almost like 2 years ago. And this guy rushed up on me and grabbed it. And then the other one was stolen in my sleep while I was in Hawaii. They're both stolen from me. And then the only other phones I've had, this one. And I have my Obama phone. My Obama phone got stolen when the... One got stolen in Hawaii, so they both got stolen. But now I have this cheap Obama phone, and I have this thing, which is a really cheap Android. It costs $50 on sale, and it's not as good as an iPhone, but it's almost as good. And the only thing I really miss is high video quality. But I have pretty high video quality. It's just, I don't know, I can't really, it's not enough memory to really do much with it. Yeah, I don't know, it's almost as good as an iPhone. The browsing experience isn't quite as cool, I don't think, but it's not bad. Whoa, whoa, whoa.